Okay, that is, this is, or that was the intro to This Is That's Entertainment and all that jazz. Brilliant start, as always. Michael Leddy, writer and blogger, good morning to you. How are you keeping?
I'm keeping very well. I can't believe another week. The week flies by and it seems like no time since I was...
Days go slow and the weeks fly by.
Yeah.
Our special guest reviewer this week is Miranda Rosenberg, a musician, content creator and mental health facilitator. Miranda, it's lovely to have you on the show.
It's nice to be back here.
How are you keeping?
I'm doing really well. Life is good. How are you keeping?
I am doing fine. Yeah, all's good, actually, you know. Right, okay. Where should we start here? Power on Prime.
Oh, it's so good.
Which Power? Is this the original Power?
So it's not Power, the gangster show
right, okay.
that we all know from Netflix. Completely different animal. It explores the idea of what if all of a sudden women all around the world were stronger than men and there were... able to come into power.
That's worrying, Miranda.
Only for you men. It's great for us.
Oh, no.
But it was so fascinating to watch because it manifested differently in different countries.
Yes.
So what does it look like in a country where women are oppressed and all of a sudden have powers?
So what is the... how is it approached? Is it a drama? Is it a...
It is very much a character-led drama.
Oh,
I'm a sci-fi girly. I love sci-fi things. But it's really the sci-fi elements in the background. It's really exploring the sociological idea of what happens if all of a sudden men can no longer overpower women and women don't have to fear anymore.
And does it, how do women treat that power out of interest? Do they abuse it like men do, for example?
Yeah.
It starts out as a book. So in the book, it's set thousands or how, I don't know how long in the future, history has been erased. So most people don't know that men were ever in power.
Yes.
And in the book, in that instance, yes, women absolutely just begin to abuse their power in the way that men can abuse their power now. But the TV show, it takes a slightly different approach. And it shows how and why different in different countries it happens in different ways, manifests in different ways.
And this, is there a sci-fi element to this?
Yes, because the power the women get, there's a physical organ that has evolved
yes.
within women. And this physical organ allows some of them to shoot electricity, some of them to have super strength. It manifests slightly different, but it's all about power.
What would you give? Sorry, no, Mike. What would you give it out of 10?
I would give that a 9 out of 10.
Okay, wow.
So it's available on Prime right now. Those watching the show are seeing the trailer for it. Looks really quite interesting. Some very familiar faces in there as well. So there's a brilliant cast there. One of your favourites is in it. Are you familiar with the show?
I'm not at all. Is it American
remember,
or UK?
I can't
or?
Remember the lady's name, but she's. I know she's one of your favourite actors.
Yes.
So it's Prime. The Power. I might watch an episode of that over the weekend, actually, to see what it's like. Okay, thanks, Miranda, for
sounds
that.
Sounds very good.
Highly recommended. Boat Story on the BBC.
Boat Story, yes.
I'm a Celebrity's not here, so I'm going to have to talk about this nonsense. Where's I'm a Celebrity on these?
Well, it comes up in one of mine.
Oh,
believe
does it?
It's
okay.
Actually
no,
on my
I'm adjusting. I am actually watching it this year, but apparently I'm one of few because far fewer people are watching it this year than
I actually
last
have
year,
a thing about ratings and it'll come up. If you pick Doctor Who, and I know you won't, then I'm going to be talking about the ratings. So yeah, Boat Story, right. I'm a huge fan, right? First of all, I'm a huge fan of Fargo, the TV show, which is now back in its fifth season. John Hamm is in it.
It hasn't been released yet, though, has it?
Oh, it's out. Maybe it's not out over here.
Okay.
Yeah, but the first episode, the friends of mine are watching it and I'm saving it up. Fargo has been going for 5 seasons and it's just this quirky, weird, you know, it's a crime story, but it's done with a twist. Mm. Boat Story is a BBC series that's been running for the last couple of weeks, 2 episodes every week, and it's basically the BBC's version of Fargo.
Oh.
It's a really quirky, weird series. I wanted to see this because Daisy Haggard is in it. I adore Daisy Haggard. When and if I grow up, I want to marry Daisy Haggard. I think she's incredible. She's already starring in some of my favourite shows like Breeders, which is about the parents, Martin Freeman's show, which is a comedy drama. It's brilliant. She wrote and starred in a show, starring in a show called Back to Life, about a woman who has done 18 years in prison for a crime she committed and is now trying to put her life back together. Now she's starring in this fantastic show and it is absolutely fantastic. It starts off with 2 strangers on the beach at dawn, out walking dogs, man and a woman, never met before. They find a small fishing boat washed up. There are 2 dead bodies on the boat. And there are bags and bags and bags of cocaine. And they decide, spur of the moment, take the cocaine, try and sell it, tell nobody about the boat. So we follow their story over the next few days. We also follow the gangster from France who owned the cocaine. I was shipping the cocaine, and he's not very happy about it disappearing. So he shows up with his henchmen, and they start blowing people away left, right, and centre. This is a very violent show, just like Fargo. A lot of deaths, a lot of people getting shot, a lot of people getting tortured. But like Fargo, it's darkly comedic. And it's like a heightened reality. Lots of kind of almost silly things happen, but they work completely within the context of the show. So I've seen the first 5 episodes, and there's 6 in total. So the 5th one was out this Sunday, and then Monday is the last one. So I'm saving up the last one because I absolutely love this show. The twists, the turns. Episode 3 was fantastic. Episode 5, which I watched the night before last, was just a brilliant thriller with loads of twists. And Daisy Hargit's fantastic. Paris and Joseph is the other lead. He was in Vigil, the submarine, excellent submarine show the BBC had a couple of years ago. He was the captain of the submarine. He's done a load of other things. And it's from the same writers, directors as 2 shows. One I didn't like. I didn't like The Widow. Harry Williams and Jack Williams did The Widow, which I was disappointed by. And they also did the show The Tourist, which I stayed away from because I didn't like The Widow. That was the one with Jamie Dornan. And I think we chatted about it or somebody seen it. But this time they've gone a completely different direction. They've obviously been inspired by Fargo. And I'd say as well by Quentin Tarantino's movies like Pulp Fiction. It's got that sort of, you know, quirkiness, you know, where people, like characters stopping to talk about pastries.
Yeah.
You know, or in the middle of a shootout where guys are being killed left, right and centre, the bad guys are like, there's a 10% discount at the Chinese. Do you want to go there later? And they have these conversations about noodles.
And what is the production quality like?
Excellent. It's a top quality BBC production. It's a co-production with Amazon because I see Amazon's credit coming up. So it'll be on Amazon at some point if it's not already there. And the gangster, he's not familiar. I'm not familiar with him, but I see from IMDb he's a well-known French actor. So it's obviously got a co-production element.
He's got his own show. I can't remember his name, but he's the same guy. Yeah,
yeah. Well, he's well known, but he was new to me.
Really?
He's really good. Yeah, he's really, really good. Okay. And it's one of those things where he's like a cold-blooded killer, but they write him as this romantic lead at the same time.
He's a detective. He's been in a load of...
Okay, that's fine.
Cool. I shall not hold that against you.
No.
You're enjoying it so far.
I am loving it. And I love Daisy Hargit. I mean, as a friend of mine said, she can do anything. You feel great empathy for her. She's very funny. At one stage, she has to pretend to be a Russian mobster. And she plays it... She just knows exactly how to play these things to make it funny. But you'd believe that the characters in the room with her would accept it. She really is supremely talented. I mean, and the best thing, she like back to life, if anyone, the BBC thing about the woman getting out of prison, a wonderful, wonderful show.
Okay, right, that's 2 crackers to start with.
Yes.
Michael Letty couldn't recommend Boat Story from the BBC high enough, and we're also hearing from Miranda, who says The Power on Prime is an excellent show as well. We'll be back with more from Michael and Miranda after these. Miranda Rosenberg, are you the type gets loads of recommendations, but because you're a musician, content creator and a mental health facilitator, it's hard to get round to watching all the great recommendations?
That is exactly what happens. I always end up playing catch up. And
yeah.
I like to wait until either a TV show has concluded so I can binge the whole thing, or I know that there's going to be a second season, because there's nothing worse than you're completely invested in a series and then they just cancel it.
I hate that. I agree with you. I mean, you're richly quite similar, because I'm precisely the same. Mm. So if I could give you a day now where you're just yourself, it's the one that you would actually say, right, this is the first one I'm going to watch off the back of recommendations.
I have an honest answer, and I have I sound like a more refined person.
Which one is most exciting?
My honest answer is I would watch all of the trash TV that I'm ashamed that I watch.
Yeah.
Because there is some amazing trash TV.
Talk to me. Give me some names.
Turn your brain off. I watch it's all Netflix reality
shows.
That's
all right.
So The Circle on Netflix, cannot get enough of it. It is stupid. It's not. The premise is dumb. The show is, and I get so emotionally invested in these people. And the premise of the show is that everybody's put into this like apartment building, and they can only communicate with the other contestants via this AI kind of social media interface. And they get to know each other.
You'd love Finola, you know.
And vote people off. But they never actually get to meet one another. And some people are catfishing. You're like, ooh, because we know who the catfish are. The other contestants don't know who the catfish are. I cannot get enough.
Would it excite you, a program whereby things are made, you cut into them and they could cake. Be cake could or be not cake. Cake?
I watched that entire show. Is it cake?
We had to listen to that for about 3 months.
That went
we?
On for a long time. Yeah. And then when I was watching the first episode of Fall of the House of Usher, which I didn't like, there's a scene where for a birthday party they wheel out and it's like meant to be a law book. But guess what? It's really cake.
But, you know, it's funny you mention about whether, and I know you say tongue-in-cheek about whether to admit certain programmes you enjoy or not, because we do sort of hide our, what is the phraseology, you know, our
guilty
treats.
Pleasure? Guilty
no,
pleasure?
Yeah, guilty yeah. pleasures, exactly. Guilty because pleasure. I, particularly doing a job like this, and with everything that's going on in the world, I actually do use TV as escapism, mm-hmm. you know, and it is, this time it is I'm Celebrity or it could be snooker, it depends what it is, both on at the same time, complicated, or it could be First Dates. Do you know, mm-hmm. sometimes yeah. if I want a bit of a lift, yep. two people push together and then they go, yeah, I want to see you again. And I think, you know what, that's really nice.
It's amazing to watch. And then I don't know why we as people do this. We know that those shows are edited to give us a certain storyline. And we just buy into the whole thing. Mm. We pretend, yeah, she really is into him. No, she's not. But we want to pretend that she is.
We want to feel
well,
it.
What is that show that I love watching? The one, Love at First Sight?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
I haven't seen that. All right, okay. They're two different shows, yeah.
Yeah, no, Love is Blind is brilliant and also trash.
I think Fanula rated that. I think Fanula watched that one as well.
It's so good. Yeah. So, yeah, all the women, because it has to be gendered, so they put all the women in one dorm and all the men in another dorm, and then they date through a wall, so they can only speak. And they go on multiple dates with all the different cast members until they find the one. And then the guy proposes to the girl, and that's the first time they meet. And then they go off on a holiday in Mexico, and everybody pretends, oh, he's my soulmate. I've never fallen in love like this before. Somebody I spoke to for a week through a wall. And oh, and I get caught up. I actually believe whilst I'm watching it, this is true.
Best case scenario, they learn to tolerate each other for the rest of their lives.
But they don't get so don't good. They don't get married. Okay. They don't get married.
Well, that's they what happens don't. At the end. So they, it's like four stages. They're in the little pods and they date through the wall.
Right.
I've and heard, then yeah. they go away on a holiday together to see right. if they really want to be together.
Already sounds ghastly.
Then they live together for a month.
Getting worse.
And now they've already established they're getting married.
Wow.
And then they get to the altar and then you just find out at the altar if they both want to marry.
Oh. And the families are there and family and friends as well, yes. aren't they? I know I've seen trails. Can, actually, you know what? I've seen most of it. Hmm. Gogglebox. Oh, okay. I think that's where I've seen most of it, if the truth be told.
Is when the family, there are some families who have bought into the show and they're clearly just supporting their family member being on TV. But then there are the families that are like, why are you doing this? This is terrible.
Okay, so there are some sane people in this show. Okay, fair enough.
All right, okay, stay with us, both of you, Miranda and Michael Leddy. I'm joined on the programme now by Peter Westwater. A group of Donegal musicians named The Session, I believe, have produced a single in aid of Cancer Care West. Peter wrote and produced the song, and he's with us now. Hi, Peter.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I am good, and it's great to have you on the programme. Okay. Talk to me about this song and where the idea came from.
Well, the idea came... I've written a few songs about South Donegal, and there's four of us get together once a week in Paddy Ward's music shop, and the different ideas come out. And I was, being a Scot, living in Ireland now for 25 years, you know, I thought the idea of the home place is quite unique to Ireland. And I thought, that's the starting point for a song. And it just grew from there, different ideas, and it evolved. And, of course, all of us in the group were all old guys. And cancer's affected all of our families. So we thought, we'll do a Christmas song, and it just grew from there. And we all have experiences from family abroad and things like that, you know. And it just grew, and that was the end product, you know. It's really aimed at the diaspora and certainly all coming home. So therefore, you know, that's how the song evolved anyway.
And it's being launched tonight at 5 p.m. Of course, Noel Cunningham is going to be on hand. He's fantastic, isn't he, in terms of supporting initiatives like this?
He's a great ambassador and a great speaker, and he's a hero down here in South Donegal, you know. Everybody knows him. So he's the very man to actually launch the song.
Okay, and how can people get access? I'm going to play it for next week. I don't have access to it now, but how can people get a hold of it? How much is it? Where does the money go, Peter?
Well, the song is actually on sale on Eurosaver, on the Diamond, and Paddy Waugh's Music Shop, and it's also on Spotify. It's €4 for a CD, and 100% goes to Cancer Care West.
And of course, people can enjoy it on Spotify, but they'd have to listen to it a billion times to get the €4 that purchasing the physical copy would be. So if you can get the physical copy, Eurosaver, great crew in there actually for supporting music as well. So it's great to see them on board. And of course, Paddy Waugh, the legend, it's available in his music shop as well. Well done, Peter. I look forward to listening to it. I haven't had the pleasure yet, but it sounds fantastic. And where is the launch taking place? I just have Donegal Town. Is it a public launch?
It's on the Diamond. I do a wee gig there from time to time, and we've got a wee stage, and the kids' choirs are on before us. So we'll all be there 5 o'clock this evening. So thanks very much for phoning, Greg, and I appreciate your support.
No, anything we can do to help, Peter. It's such a good cause, and it sounds like it's been an enjoyable project to work on. Thanks, Peter. That's Peter Westwater there, who is joining us. That launch tonight, Donegal Town on the Diamond. A few words from Noel Cunningham, and of course, then there will also be music, as you can imagine. Right, okay. So, a book. Have we got a book here? Super fantastic. That is a book, isn't it? I don't have all the details, Miranda.
Which book?
I don't know. Patrick Rothfuss?
Oh, my gosh.
Rothfuss book?
Okay, okay. You know how earlier...
This is my ignorance here, and I'm not prepared to display it. Because honesty is the best policy.
Grace, we give ourselves grace.
I know. It's like, sure, is it a book? Sounds like.
So Patrick Rothfuss is an author.
Right, okay.
Remember we were speaking earlier about TV shows. You get to the end of the first season, and then nothing else comes.
Yeah.
It's like Game of Thrones. I read the books religiously, and the show came out, and he still hasn't written the last book, but the show has concluded. That is my intro to Patrick Rothfuss. He's an amazing author. He wrote these two, like, these books are in my spirit, and I think about them. They are my Roman Empire.
Okay.
And he hasn't written a third book. I want my book. I need to know what
get
it's Peter been.
Get Peter on the ring.
It's been years.
Patrick, sorry.
Because he wrote this kind of alternative sci-fi, well, mostly fantasy novel, and it's a story within a story. And it's this guy, mysterious fellow, he runs this pub out in the middle of some rural area, and...
he's dating a woman through the wall?
No. Oh. This fella comes in, and all of a sudden, things explode.
Yeah.
We start hearing his backstory, but the story is him telling his story to this scribe. So you're dipping in and out of real time with him in the pub, and his backstory is the most fascinating thing.
Easy to follow, though.
It's easy to follow. Yeah. He goes through what would be the equivalent of Tirnanog, and he's out with the fairies, and he comes back, and he's had all these adventures, but now he's in hiding in this pub. Mm. So we're like, what is the conclusion?
And is it a trilogy? Do you believe it? Do we know if he's actually working on it?
He keeps saying the last book is done, and he's been editing it for like 3 years.
Oh, this is just not good enough. All right, give me my book, Peter. Oh, Patrick. Why do I keep calling him Peter? All right, Peter was our last guest. Okay.
It hurts my feelings.
And does he have other work around
him?
No. So he's got two books. This is it. Okay.
He has two books and I think a couple of novellas that were written as a result of these books. But what happened to him is that he wrote the first book kind of in isolation. He wasn't a big famous author. Mm. It flowed naturally for him. And the first book blew up immediately. Like, it just went worldwide. The second book came out, and it started to infect him, you know, all the fame and glory and all that. And then his writing wasn't flowing. So he's like, first of all, y'all don't deserve my labor. I don't have to give you a third book. And it comes when it comes. I'm just like, I was with him for the first year, two, three. Now I'm mad.
He's doing the dirty on you here. You know, the money has gone to the man's head. The fame has gone to the man's head. But
even
you know
I don't
what?
Like maybe him and I never read books. I'm like,
maybe he's just enjoying his money. All right, Patrick, come on now.
Yes.
Seriously, get it together because Miranda needs you in her life by
to
way
know.
Of the third book. Okay, brilliant stuff.
I think it's called The Name of the Wind.
Okay,
it's the name of this series.
All right,
it's so good.
Do you know what? Maybe you aren't as hung up about getting the end of the story just exactly when you wanted. Check out Patrick Rothfuss. Okay, because you know people are looking for presents for people at the moment, and I would imagine it's quite difficult to buy a book for a reader. Do you know if you want it to be a surprise? Because, you know, it's so subjective and people like certain genres and stuff. So if you've got someone in your life likes that bit of, you know, time jumping or story within a story, there you go. This is the kind of public service broadcasting that you do not
also,
get.
If you don't if you don't like them very much, giving them two parts of an unfinished trilogy
there
is a
go.
Great. It's a long game sort of revenge. It's like, ha ha, what are you going to do now?
A little petty jab.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Shall we get this second ad out of the way, and then we can come back with more delights from Michael Leddy and Miranda Rosenberg. Mm. Now, I've a bone to pick with you, Miranda. I'm all for being nice and polite and lovely and being the nicest person in the world.
What?
But, you know, I was calling you Miranda and you should have corrected me. Miranda, I'm so, so sorry. I really am. I beg your pardon, okay?
Yes.
Miranda, I shall never forget your name.
You get all the grace.
And I was looking here going, Rosenberg, it's such a lovely name. And I was getting the first one wrong. But Miranda, I want to do your parents justice and give you the name that they gave you. Thank you very much for that. Okay, I'll be back with more from the two guests in a moment. But here at Highland, we want to highlight the hashtag Buy Donegal initiative. And in association with Donegal County Council, we're going to showcase some fantastic Donegal businesses throughout the day. Hashtag Buy Donegal is an opportunity for us all to highlight the fantastic range of Donegal brands, products and services available in the county. It provides businesses the opportunity to highlight their offering to a wider audience under the Buy Donegal brand, as well as offering us, the customers, the ability to browse through the 300 plus businesses and many special offers during the campaign. And Sean Quinn, head of sales here, it is a campaign that's gone from strength to strength to strength. You know, over 300 businesses now involved in this, a testimony to its success.
It is, and I was delighted there you got my name right, Greg. Fair play to you.
That's all right, Sean.
They've let me out and about today from the office, and it's great because, yes, you're 100% correct there. Hashtag Buy Donegal has been growing on an annual basis. We launched it a couple of weeks ago on air on an outside broadcast, and today what we've done is we're out and about actually visiting businesses and talking to businesses about their experience, but also their growth within the marketplace in Ireland and further afield. And it's great when you see traditional brands coming out of Donegal and the ideas to grow their business that they have. And today we celebrate that. And we'll talk about in a minute about how can people, the consumers, how do they get involved in hashtag Buy Donegal.
Yeah, all right. You have Sean McCarthy there with you, who's the marketing manager with Kinnegal Beer Brewing, I beg your pardon. Good morning to you, Sean. How are you keeping?
Morning, Greg. I'm very good. Thanks so much.
Excellent stuff. Now, talk to us about your business. And I'm looking behind you there, and it's an amazing infrastructure that you have built up there. And now we have the opportunity to go not only to sample the produce, but actually, you know, to get an idea of the process as well.
Yeah, I always wonder what people think, what they expect when they walk into the brewery. But yeah, it's a pretty impressive facility down here. So I'll definitely invite you down at some point.
Fantastic stuff. Yeah, talk to us about your produce, Sean.
Yeah, so we make beer. We make all kinds of different styles of beer in the beer world. It's a pretty big world. There's pale ales, lagers, IPAs, there's dark beers, barrel-aged beers, there's even sour beers, which is a legitimate style of beer. So we do everything here on site down in Ballyrain. Apart from growing the actual barley and wheat and rye ourselves, from that point on, we brew the beer, we bottle, we can, we keg. Everything here down in Ballyrain.
Just in terms of marketing, is it a more difficult space to get traction in than, say, for instance, the gin or whiskey trade, or is it easier, or is it the same?
I'd say it's very similar. There's been great strides made, I think, across all of those industries the last number of years, from beer, gin, spirits, whiskey. We've really seen the last 5 years some great progress made by all the breweries and distilleries. And in some ways, we're all helping each other. Everything that we do to promote our beer helps promote a brewery down in Sligo or Dublin. Likewise, the likes of Sleeve League, if they're promoting what they're doing, that actually helps us as well. So in one kind of roundabout way, we're all really helping each other.
Yeah, and by coincidence, a couple of days ago, we were talking about the expansion plans at Muff Liquor, and we were talking about how, you know, obviously it's great in selling the product, but there are people that love to, it's a branch of tourism, that love to go to the likes of your place and the other fantastic facilities you've mentioned, and they'll travel along almost the Wild Atlantic Way, popping into various different breweries.
Yeah, well, it's fun and it's interesting. So even if we see it every day of the week and at every event we do here, we see people who come in, they've never tried beers like our beers. They've never been in a brewery before. Very often they're brought in by somebody else. They've been dragged in, but it's a really interesting, fun place to be. Whether you like all the beers or not, doesn't matter. You'll come in and you'll have a good time. And it's more than just coming in for a beer. You can see where it's produced. You can see all the hard work that goes into it. So, and we've seen loads of times people have come up from Dublin and they've kind of come into Letterkenny because they drink our beer down at a pub at Dublin or Galway or Belfast, and they come in here because of that. So I'm sure Sleeve League will see the same. I'm sure Muff will see the same when they open their distillery as well. So
yeah, and it's strength amazing, Greg. Strength. Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
It's amazing how clean the place is. It's just spotless when you're walking around it. It's absolutely, I couldn't believe it. Blown away by it.
All right.
I was telling Sean just there a quick little kind of basic stat about how much time brewers spend actually brewing beer, and it's very, very little. Most of the time is actually spent cleaning.
Yeah, it has to be, because you can't have any contamination. And I don't mean that in terms of, you know, your product has to be produced to such a standard that you could not afford any contamination. So that makes sense. And just finally, before I go back to Sean and talk about the hash Donegal, the hashtag by Donegal initiative, you're going from strength to strength. Where can people get their hands on your produce? You talked about it being available in bars and what have you. Can it go available also from you guys directly elsewhere? Let us know where people can get that. Because I actually, we're talking about Christmas gifts. It is a nice, I got, actually, Michaela, I'm not putting pressure on her this year, but she gave me Kenninger beer a couple of Christmases ago. It was lovely, because I probably wouldn't have ventured down that route myself, because I'm quite linear in what I drink, but it was lovely, lovely experience, and to taste and talk about it. Felt like almost like an expert by the time I got to the bottom of it.
Well, I've met plenty of bluffers as well, but as long as you have a few words, you're okay. I'll send a few beers back with the crew here as well, just to let you know, so you can expect a few.
That is quite literally the only reason I asked that question. Thank you very much, Sean, for picking
so
me
good,
up correctly.
Greg, you're so good.
I can tell you set that one up nicely. we opened a small tap room here down at Brewery in Ballyrain just last April. So for the first time ever in our 13 years of existence, people can now come into us directly. They can buy beer, they can buy our merchandise and gift packs. But before all of that, we have huge support from all the off licenses around Letterkenny, across the country. We have a really, really good spread all around the country, but particularly in Donegal. For since the day we started, the off licenses, bars and restaurants, especially around here, we've it should be pretty easy for people to find our beer if they're looking for it.
And listen, fair play to Rick and Libby and what they've achieved, and having the vision and going from strength to strength, and clearly Sean, in you, they've got a great person to be working alongside. Sean, so listen, I think it's a no-brainer, really. Hashtag by Donegal. What I would do is, you know, shop local, you get good customer service, you know where the money's going effectively, and let other people know, spread the word, use that hashtag, spread it around the world.
Yeah, exactly. And there's great offers for people to go on and check out the offers across all the companies that are participating. For more information, they go to www.donegal.ie/buy Donegal. And as you rightly said, in the time we're coming into now, run up to Christmas, let's buy locally. Let's support our local businesses so they can have a good Christmas as well.
Okay, and just we're both very clear, Highland Sean. Sean did say he was sending stuff up for me to try, so I don't want it to get lost on the way, like it often happens with you.
Well, the problem is he'll be handing it to me.
Yeah,
so,
of course, but it's on the record now, Sean. Hey, come here. Thanks very much, Sean Quinn. And you're going to be popping up, and the team going to be popping up throughout the day, yeah?
Yeah, we are. So from here, we're actually going to Raffoe. We're going to Ballyholy Farm, going to visit them for a while. We're coming into John Breslin's show.
Can I just say,
Yes.
I once got a little package of food from Ballyholy Farm and it was absolutely fantastic. But that's actually...
Well, the fact that you got something means you've got nothing else today then.
That's actually quite true. And listen, fantastic. And the businesses you're picking so far, amazing. Sean McCarthy, thank you so very much. Continued success and great work, Sean.
Greg, thanks so much. And if I can just say, we're actually holding a market here next Saturday the 9th. And we've invited loads of Donegal producers and makers down here. So a lot of them who are actually taking part in the Buy Donegal campaign as well. So that's next Saturday the 9th down here in the brewery. Just to let everyone know, they can come down and have a good day.
And that's why I'm sitting here waffling and you're a marketing manager. Sean Quinn, take care of yourself. We'll chat to you soon.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, good stuff. Great to see that initiative there. Doctor Who on the BBC, I always like a challenge. You challenged me that I wouldn't mention Michael Eddy. Here we are, we're going to mention it. I don't get it, but that's fine.
That's
lots
fine.
Of people do.
Doctor Who returned last Saturday, triumphantly. David Tennant and Catherine Tate returning in front of the camera after like 15 years or something. And Russell T. Davis behind the scenes taking over the reins of the show. He's the guy who brought it back in 2005, brought it back triumphantly back then again. So, ratings-wise, this is what I want to chat about. Overnight ratings of 5.8 million. That is the biggest launch the BBC have had this year for a drama. Bigger than I'm a Celebrity, mm-hmm. which that night managed 4.8 million. The biggest show on that night was Strictly Come Dancing with 7.6. So a huge launch for Doctor Who. And that was, as the piece that I read pointed out, that was on the night ratings, or plus 7 day ratings will increase. And the thing about Doctor Who now is it's now a co-production with Disney, which means there are international ratings, which they never had to take into account before. So it's going to be huge ratings globally. And it deserves it because it was a fantastic hour. I thoroughly enjoyed the show with Chris Chibnall in charge and Jodie Whittaker as the Doctor. But this is a return to the classic type of Doctor Who story that we had in those early years when it returned. Very straightforward science fiction. There's a creature on Earth. The bad guys are out to get it. Maybe there's a twist coming in the story. The visuals were fantastic. It was really funny. Anytime Catherine Tate said or did anything, it was hysterical. I thoroughly loved everything about this episode. I was quite emotional, I'll be honest, when it started. And I can't wait for the second one tomorrow because we're getting three specials with David Tennant and we are then getting the new Doctor at Christmas. And even better than actually watching Doctor Who, I have to say, after... literally, I can say this, literally years of trying to get Fionnuala to watch Doctor Who. At 7:30 Saturday night, and I have it here in front of me, it's locked in stone. Just watched my first Doctor Who, Michael. You might be right. I think I would like it.
Well, that's, so I've, that's worrying.
That's so I've opened.
I zoned out a bit there. Miranda, were you were you in any way engaged by that that nonsense?
He
review?
He almost has me sold. So in my life, I've seen maybe... four Doctor Who's.
No.
Since birth. Like, that's all I've ever seen.
I would have thought.
But I love David Tennant.
Oh, you have to watch Doctor
Who. And like sci-fi.
Yes.
Oh, you'd love Doctor Who. Yeah. Leave now. Go and watch Doctor
Who. I did not love the first four that I saw.
We also have to remember she's got quite an extensive... Oh, I'll watch that eventually. Yeah, I have a feeling this could be well down that list.
It's not a high priority. But I'd be interested in just that 1 hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one to watch. Because it's very much... it's very much a welcome back to Doctor Who for people.
And the new Doctor Who used to be for almost front page tabloid news.
It still is.
Do people care anymore?
Oh, they do. No, it's a huge thing. Shuti Gatwa taking over... It's all over social media.
Oh, it's already been revealed.
Oh, it's revealed a long time ago. Yeah, and he was on, there was a re-showing of a special where they edited him into it at the end of it, whatever, last weekend on, I think, BBC Four. It is huge. It's still a huge thing. It's a media thing. It's always been, it's like the new James Bond. It's like, who's the new Doctor? And the excitement... And just the excitement of having David Tennant return.
I still, although I thought he'd aged a wee bit in the last show I'd saw him, I still would like to see Idris get a go at James Bond.
Oh, yeah. I could.
No?
And I'm a massive fan of Idris.
Why not?
Idris did The Wire and then I was good. I just never fell in love with Idris.
I think he's so cool, though. Do you not think he's just a cool guy?
That's
I've cooler.
Seen him cooler. But he's also real. He's relatable. Like, that's what I... And that's what... What's the guy that just finished Craig Davis.
David
Craig. Now you have linked them David, in my mind.
No, David Craig. He was normal. Do you know what I mean? He wasn't this. You know, and that's what Idris brings to it.
Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, Craig David. I got you.
I just love that connection.
All right. Okay. Well, maybe. See, the problem is, I don't want to be ageist, and I'm in the age category, so I can say I just thought in the last special of his show,
Luther.
Just thought he looked a bit old and vulnerable in that.
But they could do that twist. I've been a fan since Ultraviolet. I was a fan before The Wire. He was Jack Davenport was the lead. He was the second lead, but he was the one. It was the mid 90s Channel 4 vampire series, and I was like, that guy is the guy I'm really invested in. I thought he was just super cool. I would get on board for three Bond movies that were about an older Bond, a retiring. I mean, come on, Roger Moore was not a spring
either.
Chicken.
Yeah, exactly. But
Roger Moore was.
I just feel he's relatable. I think he can sort of do every man, every day, tough guy. He's also a good DJ. I don't know. But anyway, listen.
You know, my takeaway from this is I haven't seen enough of Idris's work. Because I've seen very little.
Have you watched Luther?
No.
He's brilliant in it.
Like, he's in the Marvels, movies. It is supporting role.
He was good in Thor.
Yeah.
But I mean, everybody's good
in
Marvel.
I think you have to see him in Luther to get the James Bond connection.
Okay.
I think you have to see him in that, and then you go, right, could he fit in there? But anyway.
I'm willing to try.
That's just my opinion. Sure. They're like, you know what? We all have them. Right, okay.
Noses.
Okay. Let's go to Joseph McCarran here in line one. Joseph, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Greg.
Right, okay, exciting times because there's a big light the light switch on in beautiful Ruffo, and it is tomorrow night. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's starting at 5 o'clock. We'll be kicking off with Christy Murray. Christy teaches the tin whistle here in the Bolt House, and he teaches in the schools around the county. Then we have the Thin Valley Men's Choir, fantastic. And we'll also then be joined by Jessica McKean, straight back from France. And at 6 o'clock, we'll be doing the switch-on by Patrick and Michael Henney in memory of their mum Eileen, who sadly passed away this year, who was a great supporter of the Bolt House and all things community in Ruffo. And when the lights have been switched on, Ruffo Pipe Band will parade around the diamond, followed by the big man himself, Santa Claus. He'll go to the around the diamond, stop off at the Bolt House, and then we have a wonderful facility, a hall behind the Goat House, the Bolt House, the Sully Centre, where Santa will be having his grotto, treats for the children, photo opportunities, and then we'll have mulled wine, non-alcoholic and alcoholic, tea, mince pies, and shortbread.
It sounds fantastic, and the one thing that you couldn't have planned when you were putting all this together, it's going to be a lovely, dry, crisp night. So, and a lot of switch-ons have happened around the county, so what an opportunity to go and sample that buzz in Ruffo tomorrow evening, 5 p.m. You get home early enough to get the children to bed and all of that, and you're guaranteed lovely, dry, crisp weather. It sounds like it's going to be wonderful, Joseph.
We're looking forward to it, yeah, and the weather is just going to make all the difference and make it even feel more festive.
I know. I tell you, it sounds fantastic. Well done to you. And I think everyone, and it sounds like really traditional and fun as well. Right, back with more from Miranda and Michael after this quick break. We've teamed up with Cadbury to celebrate the return of Cadbury Secret Santa. So tune in all next week to the 9 till noon show for your chance to win Cadbury hampers worth €100. And we also have a €250 one for all voucher to give away. All with thanks to Cadbury's Secret Santa. If you'd like to send a free chocolate bar to someone special, then look out for the special Cadbury Secret Santa posters around the county or search Cadbury Secret Santa to find out more. It's 18 plus. It's a free service on selected products while stock lasts until December 24th. For all full terms and conditions, visit cadbury.ie. So that's all next week. Stay tuned for that. Miranda Rosenberg is a musician, content creator and a mental health facilitator. And I want to talk to you briefly, oh, not so briefly as such, that's a terrible way to introduce it, about mental health workshops taking place in the Shandon in January and February. Talk to me a little bit about that, Miranda.
So my whole life is before lockdown and after lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Before lockdown, half of my work every day was teaching mental health workshops.
Okay.
I work with vulnerable populations like survivors of domestic violence, under-resourced teens, folks like that. And I'm just getting back into that work. So the Shannon has kindly agreed to put on mental health workshop days. So you come in and I can teach you for 2 hours about how to improve your self-image, And this isn't self-helpy guru-y stuff. This is literally, you don't feel very, very good about yourself. These are the steps that you can take.
It's real.
To improve, practical steps. Because nothing irritates me more, nothing burns my biscuits more than somebody telling a kid, just be confident.
Yeah,
that's like
you need the tools to do that, don't you? Yeah,
absolutely. So I want to give people those tools. And then you can have afternoon tea and go to the spa if you want to.
Sounds fantastic. So how do, and maybe more details will be revealed closer to the time, but are people signposted to these? Do you advertise them?
Has them advertised on their page. Brilliant. I'm putting it out on social media. It's all over all of our socials. The first one is on January 28th in the Shannon, and that's improving your self-image. So how can you change the lens through which you see yourself and stop judging yourself so
negatively?
So
it's not necessarily your physical appearance, it's your perception.
Perception of who you are as a person.
Yeah.
How can you improve that? And, you know, we live in a country where humility is considered to be divine. So then when you start thinking well of yourself, people feel guilty.
Yeah.
They feel guilty for having any kind of pride or confidence. So how do we overcome that?
Yeah.
And when I used to teach this in secondary schools, there was always tears. Because then the teens would go, I feel like I'm just saying something wrong if I ask them to say something about themselves that they liked.
Yep.
They felt like they were just absolutely being terrible people. So I want to help folks get past that.
I like it. I see what you're saying. Right, stay exactly where you are. Well, you can move slightly, if you wish. Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather is about to tell us exactly when you can expect to see a snowflake, because I've seen that's what the tabloids do. So I'm going to say, Alan, I want to know exactly when I can expect to see a snowflake.
Come here. When are you flying to Lapland, Greg?
I don't know. Come here, Alan, thanks so much for joining us. That really grinds my gears. Or, as Miranda says, it burns my biscuits.
I love that.
Up until then, it was just sitting on a radiator. But now, anyway, come here. What's the weather holding for us in the northwest over the next few days, Mr. O'Reilly?
It will be cold. Believe it or not, it's actually going to get colder in the northwest as things begin to improve in the south. So staying very cold tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday. And actually, I think Sunday night and Monday night could be your coldest up in the northwest, with the winds kind of pulling in some colder air. So staying very cold up until Wednesday. But we reckon by Wednesday evening, we're getting back into near 10 degrees. But also along with that, the wind and the rain and the risk of Atlantic storms comes back for Thursday. So it's a cold spell that's going to last until Wednesday, really. There's not going to be a lot of thaw in the shades, in the shady areas, because it won't get above 3 or 4 degrees during the day. There will be some showers, but they're very localized. They're very hit and miss. They're mainly rain and sleet at lower levels. You might see some snow flurries on higher ground, but I wouldn't be planning on a snowman.
I was supposed to come back after that. All right, I won't plan on a snowman then, Scrooge. You're giving us some indications that we have to look out for a bit of stormy weather. Potential storms next week, though it's very early days, might be moving close to us. So just keep a note on that, Alan. Is that it?
That's it, yeah, exactly. Keep an eye. Stay warm for the next few days, and then keep an eye on the weather forecast, because there is a risk of some storms as we head towards Thursday. But it's really just a matter of grilling and graying and trying to keep the heat and build under control for the next few days.
Alan, listen, always a pleasure. Thank you so very much, Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. If you're on socials, check out his page because he's fantastic in that regard. Locally as well, the Donegal Weather Channel do fantastic work as well, by the way. So also give them a shout if you can. Right, I did that and I did that. Hi to Miranda. Get her to sing a song, please, from Inishowen Listener and Happy Christmas. I'm not going to put you on the spot like that, but if you did happen to break into something, I would not pull the mic either. Hi, Greg of the TV Treats. Aye, both stories darkly funny. Daisy's husband's in the show too. Looking forward to the new Fargo, as Kerry woman Jesse Buckley was the unlikely villain in the last one. The detective name you're missing is Baptiste. Thanks, Kevin. He says he's called Letellier, as he says it sounds better in French. Ooh la la. Also, second episode of Doctor Who's on Saturday, as Donna survived. It's a lot of Timmy whiny stuff. Kevin and Dunlow.
Timey-wimey,
I beg your pardon. Come here, just a quick mention here. Post Office Glencar lost money when I was getting into the taxi. It's around 11:05. If anyone found a sum of money, please contact us, because there's a person very keen to get that. It's tough out there. And I know it might be tough also for the person that found the money, but please We have a gentleman here who really needs that money. Lost it coming out of the post office at Glencar. If you can return it, please, please do. Boat story, brilliantly original, but Fargo is amazing. Right, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What do we have? Should we just chit-chat? We don't have time for anything else. Miranda, musically, what are you up to?
The last three gigs I did gave me COVID.
Oh, right. So you got COVID three times from three gigs?
Three. Every time I had a big return back, COVID.
Oh. Yeah.
So I took a pause and I'm going to book a theater run for next year.
Wow, okay.
So that people aren't in my face.
Yeah.
And then I can still do what I do.
Chill. Listen, that was incredibly unlucky. But okay, yes, and you have to figure that. You'll let us know.
I did a gig.
Yeah.
And people would not, afterwards, people came up and began kissing me.
Yes. Okay.
Unsolicited.
I was going to kiss you goodbye going out the door,
no,
so I
thank
can't
you.
Do that
You're
now.
Very nice. I'll
he
shake
always
your hand.
Kiss, he always kisses me going out the door as well. It's what
everyone,
you do.
Everyone, everybody.
It's what you do.
Okay,
what you do.
Listen, Miranda, it's been wonderful having you up.
Thank you.
I hope you'll come up again.
Yep.
If you have me, I'll
oh,
be
no,
back.
For sure. Definitely.
I have recommendations.
Yeah, exactly. Miranda Rosenberg, musician, content creator. Where can people check you out online, by the way, Miranda?
I'm on TikTok mostly. I have 600,000 followers
what?
On TikTok. Yes.
Okay. Fantastic.
That was my COVID pivot.
Yeah, I can get you. You pivoted well. Michael Letty, writer and blogger. He's followed by 7 people on X. So if you want to make...
Two of them stopped.
Oh, say. So yeah. We need 5 to get to double digits.
Yeah,
but listen, if you love his stuff, you'll find it there as well. Miranda, Michael, and all of you out there for listening or watching the show, however you engage, thank you so very much. We're back with you, God willing, on Monday. Stay safe over the weekend. Have fun and be happy if you can. John Bresson's coming up after 12 around the Northwest.